Good evening, Sacramento and the greater world. This is the Sacramento Sunset right here on OneTalkNetwork.com. I am yours truly, Vince Vicari, and on my left is my truly, and of course yours as well, the lovely, decadent Brittany Divalicious, thicker hoop earrings, not letting her stop her. The heat cannot get her down or her mohawk, Rossman.
Thank you, Deb.
Good evening. Hand clap. How's everyone doing out there? We took last week off. Whew. We hope that you missed us like we missed you.
We did. Happy late Memorial Day.
We did. Happy late Memorial Day, B.
Yes, yes.
On our show tonight is going to be a local up-and-coming comedian, Jafari. Or you might call him Jafari or Jafar.
Jafar, like from Aladdin?
Yes. One of the questions I'll ask him tonight is, do all comedians have to have some kind of random name or something like
that? I think it's true. To be successful, you have to have a random, like, name. Or, like, at least one name type thing, like Madonna.
Uh-huh.
Like, it just has to be out there.
A name you can make fun of.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
So,
we'll see what he says.
Up-and-coming Sacramento comedian Jafari will be here in just a little bit. Talk with us about the ins and outs, ups and downs. I'm sure there's a lot of downs in comedy. And B, let's catch up in the meantime. How are you?
I'm fine, Deb. I'm extremely rejuvenated. I took a nap, as we talked about off air, and I feel just so much more refreshed. I was dying. I was so tired. I think it's the heat, too.
It's the heat. It is the heat.
It is the heat too. I don't know about our producers, if they have this problem at all, but I found with my whole life that when it is extremely hot...
Here we go.
When it's extremely hot, and you know, darkness absorbs the heat a little bit, if you know what I'm saying. So, as opposed to you, Deb...
Yeah, B's black, by the way, everybody.
Yes. As opposed to you, every time it's hot out there, I'm at least 15 degrees hotter. I don't care what anyone says.
I forgot it.
Did you forget about that?
Yes,
because
I did.
We talked about this 2006 era. Just to let you know.
I guess you remind me every summer. I think we haven't talked about
it's
this
that real,
since
though.
Last June, B.
So, I don't know. It's been like, 100 degrees here in Sacramento, and I've been 115, and it's just really difficult sometimes to get around.
Heat wave.
So I just sleep instead.
And your absorption of heat.
Yeah.
With your dark skin
it's
self.
It's epic, dude. It's epic. Well, I would say I'm caramel, but by the end of the, summer extravaganza, I do become a little Hershey.
A little...
So it takes the fall and the winter months to bring me back to my caramel shade.
You know, I sometimes become a little Hershey, but it's for a different reason, B. It's usually after a really intense jog.
Okay. I'll take that. But other than that, Deb, everything has been going cool. I've just been working a lot more. We've lost a soldier.
What do you mean?
You remember Sarah, one of my coworkers that recognized you on the spot?
Oh, at Nordstrom.
At Nordstrom.
Yes.
She was promoted, actually, which is great. A little mini hand clap for her. That was awesome. But she left the team. And so we've been down a person, and then someone else was on vacation.
Okay.
So it's been like the same three people coming to work every day trying to hold it down and customer service. And it's been exhausting. I'm going to be working. Tomorrow will be my seventh day in a row.
No way.
So Tuesday will be my off day, and I cannot wait. Like,
no kidding.
Yeah, I'm tired.
So what you're saying is there's an opening and that I should apply.
Yes, that's exactly
what
I'm saying.
Do men work up there, being in the customer service?
Yes, there is.
Are there names like Sebastian and Siobhan?
No, you'll love this. Yomi is our only male. Yomi, his first real name is Donovan, but middle name is Yomi.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay.
His middle name. And he's a young gentleman that works up there. He's actually, hilarious.
17, how old
is he? No, I'm lying. He's like 40. But he looks young, all right? He has a young persona.
That's the Botox.
And we just hired our assistant manager to take over Sarah's spot, and he's also a guy. So this is the first time ever since I've been in customer service there's been two guys up there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's kind of competition between being the only two dudes.
I'm sure it's going to have
in Nordstrom customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, now, okay, here's the other question I have.
Yeah, hit me.
So for those of you guys who shop in Nordstrom, or if you don't, this is what happens. They page people over the intercom the whole building, and it's like really like robotic meets sensual when they come on over the mic.
Mm-hmm. We call it the roller coaster.
The roller coaster?
Yeah, because we have to go up, down, and up when we talk.
I got a couple of things I could call the roller coaster, B.
Okay, well.
Mainly it's going to be my cholesterol after a box of cookies. Man, maybe this show should be about me and my jokes. Come on, hand clap.
Hand clap.
What's up?
Yeah, you should become a comedian, Dove, on the side. You got a lot of sidecars.
Thank you very much. It's a lot of hats.
Let's talk about you.
Wait, no. I'm not done yet.
Oh, you're not done. My bad.
Do the guys get to announce over the intercom?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Brittany A. Rossman.
Very good roller coaster.
Right? Thank you.
Yes.
But I never hear dudes do that.
No,
on the
you're very right. Rarely are the dudes trained to be back there because they usually aren't on the intercom.
Interesting.
Ever.
Sexist.
Yeah, probably a little sexist. You can talk to Blake Nordstrom and the other five brothers about that if you'd like.
I never knew that
story. Yeah, the Nordstrom brothers are the ones that are kind of holding down the fort for it right now.
Interesting.
All five of them.
While, like, grandma gets her hip replaced?
Yeah, something like that's going on.
Interesting. Well, congratulations to them.
Yes, and their multi-million dollar non-male speaking company.
Just had to bounce it out somehow.
So, interesting. Yes, turn. Your turn. I'm excited. What's going on with you?
Well, okay.
Are you a famous R&B artist yet?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Just call me... Let's call me Vince Vaccari. You can find me on YouTube and on SoundCloud.
Good.
New music coming this next month.
Can't wait.
Thanks, B. So, because last week we took the weekend off. It was Memorial Day. It was also graduation weekend for all the colleges over here in Sacramento.
Who are you telling?
How many did you go to, B? I mean, we love everybody. Shout out to everyone getting their higher education.
Yeah.
But that is setting us back. Okay. Parking is $12 up there in Sleep Train Arena.
$12.
Per graduation.
What is that about?
I went to 4 graduations, B.
Ooh. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Please tell me at least they all happened on one day. Was it Friday, Saturday, though?
No, it was 2 on Friday and 2 on Saturday.
So you're out 24 already.
No, 24, yeah, that's one night. Or one day, and then the other 12, 24 the other day.
Why, you left?
I'm not going to... One was in the morning, one was in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
I got
understood.
Stuff to do.
You got stuff to
but
do.
But check it out. I get to slide through on my last one.
Wow.
I kept my... they give you the ticket to put on your dashboard.
Sure.
I kept it. I didn't know that there was no in-out policy. I just figured they're trying to charge as much money as possible for these graduations.
Sure.
I come back in. And the chick kind of looking like you, a little ratchet.
So I'm not ratchet or no. I look ratchet a
you're
little?
You're ratchet, B.
Oh, my
Shout
God.
Out to Candy Watts. You know I'm only joking.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would have been slapped.
So I come up, and I had people in the car with me. I'm like, I'll be damned if I got to pay for parking one more time.
You did not say that.
Yes, I did. So I said, watch this to my friends in the car with me.
Yeah.
And I roll up to this chick at the thing. And I go, oh, hey, I have the ticket exchange program. I'm part of the ticket exchange program. She looks at me, doesn't say anything for like 10 seconds. I just hold my ticket out, waiting for her to say something. She's looking at me like, what? Are you talking about? And I'm looking at her like, I'm part of the ticket exchange program. She looks at me. She's like, there ain't supposed to be any ins and outs. And
they ain't supposed to be.
I'm like, I'm part of the ticket exchange program. She's like, all right, I'm going to let you slide through, but this doesn't happen. You can't be doing this again. I'm like, honey, it's my last graduation of the year. All right, I'm not coming back. So where's my new ticket? She's like, no, you can keep that ticket. I'm like, all right, so I got to slide through. And I didn't have to pay anything.
I love it.
Thank you, B.
It takes
so
a lot.
Do I.
That means you are famous.
For all the money I spent last week on going to graduations and graduation dinners, I love going to graduation dinners like Brenda Spotlight's graduation dinner.
Yes, I miss it.
But she took me to seasons 52, or didn't take me. She told me to come there.
Yeah.
It's more like seasons 102 because things are a little pricey.
They're a little pricey. How did you enjoy the calorie cap?
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The calorie cap. Everything you eat there is 475 calories.
I thought you were talking about a hat or something. What calorie cap?
There is a calorie cap.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That makes sense because the desserts were served in a shot glass, B.
Yeah, they were.
Who does that?
Seasons 52.
Interesting.
They try to lower your cholesterol and keep you down with your weight.
So, with my ravioli dish and my dessert, I ate less than 1,000 calories.
Yes,
No wonder I wasn't satisfied.
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
So, you have to go there when you want a light snack.
And spend $22
on
that light snack.
$22, yes.
I mean, it's a great place. Very swanky. There's a piano guy in the bar playing music and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. She reminded me of you the first time.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, that
Same
would be
skin.
Amazing.
No, it was a good time. But my point is, with the money I spent for grad weekend, I made back in food this weekend because I went to a birthday barbecue and then a baby shower this weekend.
Yes.
And there was an abundance of food. I had like 3 different types of cakes. I had lumpia, I had pozole, I had some rice. I don't even really like food that much, but I'm like, I'm going to come starving to these things.
Yeah,
I spent like 70, 80 bucks.
Did you take to-go plates also?
Let's just say this is where you ladies' purses come in handy.
Okay.
So I made some chick stuff, some rolled up lobster and watermelon.
Rolls and lumpia in there.
In a purse.
Watermelon is a black baby.
Get the car started. Get the car. Get in the car. Anyways, so that was kind of part of my weekend, B.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I had a baby shower with my percussionist, Will, who plays in my band. His mm-hmm. wife's having a baby.
That's fresh.
And everyone's having a baby.
Everyone
just,
is having a baby.
I want to see all these babies get together. I went to a baby shower like a month ago, got a thank you card in the mail from the parents. I was hoping that the baby would write me
would
a thank you card.
They didn't have time. Because
I got the presents for the baby.
Right, not
so
the
parents. So I'd rather wait until that kid can write a little bit and then...
So you just wait till kindergarten and expect it 5 years down the line.
Uh-huh.
No, I totally am down with that. I understand. Question for you.
Lay it on me, B. Talk to me.
Do you feel like in our generation, our era, it's more likely to have a co-ed baby shower?
Yes.
How many have you been to in your lifetime?
I've run out of hands to count on.
No way.
No, maybe more like 8,
okay,
to be honest.
Okay.
And the first one I went to was this chick in, like, my freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you invited me to your baby shower at Round Table?
Well, that's when you had cornrows. Round Table?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
But, what, you had a baby shower at Round Table, Morris?
Yeah, he had a baby.
Oh, you had a baby. Congratulations. Why wasn't I invited to that baby shower?
I'm not
it wasn't
really
co-ed.
Sure. It wasn't co-ed.
So ladies only. No, but growing up, baby showers were only for chicks.
They were.
And then so when she invited me, I thought, oh, she must not know a lot of people out here in college. She's not from the area.
Okay.
So I went. There was plenty of chicks and dudes. And then we had to play these games. I don't know where you women come up with these games. We're like, you're going to suck apple juice out of a bottle that you can't really suck it out of. And then the first one to finish it all wins. And it's ridiculous.
That so, one isn't as bad as pass the diaper.
What's that? Oh.
People make makeshift, like, nastiness in a diaper, and you have to guess what it is.
What do you mean makeshift?
Makeshift nastiness, because it's not real, but it looks like the real thing.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, you know, applesauce or mixed with mustard or some peanut butter, and you have to guess what it is by smelling it.
Ew!
I just threw up. I was like, I can't play this game
anymore.
That's
disgusting.
No, it was horrible.
And then there's a kicker, whoever wins has to eat it.
No, they get their own bowl.
Ew! Women are nasty. No, but for real, so that was my first taste of a baby shower, and I was really discouraged. I'm like,
oh,
these
man.
Women are out of control. No wonder guys don't go to these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
but the pizza was good.
Oh, wait, Round Table, come on.
Hands down.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hands up, it was so good. And then I think a rapper friend of mine invited me to his baby shower, and I'm like, you want me to come to your baby shower?
TNT.
I think it was something
Duda.
Like that.
Probably TNT.
I can't remember. But it wasn't bad at all. We were just kicking and hanging out and just getting together to celebrate you guys having a baby. So I'm like, all right, this is okay.
So it's like a baby kickback.
Yeah.
It's a baby function.
Yeah. Hand clap.
Thank you.
Happy we're cracking ourselves up. Double hand clap. Triple hand clap.
You're on fire. That's not that for you, man.
Yeah, what's up? We're having a baby function. Come and slide through. Yeah, she's 8 months pregnant. What's up? We're out here trying to function. You got those booties? Because my girl's booty is about to pop.
Trying to function.
Baby function.
Oh, gosh.
But the last two baby showers I went to was great. I went to one in April.
Okay.
Kicked it, had some food, and got to watch them open presents. I thought it was awkward, but I provided color commentary while my friend and his wife opened presents. And then today with my buddy Will and his wife, they're just kicking and hanging out.
Yeah.
Had our family was eating and eating and eating, and then all the other kids are just running around and pushing each other into soda bins and stuff like that.
That's
so
beautiful.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. In the hot sunshine, it was cool to... But there was watermelon and strawberries, and had a good time.
That's good. Popsicles? Ice cream. Dang it.
Oh, I couldn't stay that long.
Okay, you can wait for dessert.
I had a meeting, and I'm trying to, go easy. Portions.
Okay.
Seasons 52.
Season 52. I'm
trying to get down to seasons 48, okay?
I love it.
You can get my drift.
I got it.
B.
Yes.
I was asking people tonight. I don't know where our guest is, by the way. I hope he just shows up.
I think he may be out in the lobby. I'm hoping so also.
Okay.
But if not.
I want to know who your favorite comedian is.
That's easy. Hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Write this down. Hashtag Kevin Hart. That's H-A-R-T.
Hart.
Yeah.
Now, is it wrong to say that I thought that person was a basketball player?
No, that's fine. Except he is just about 8 inches too short.
Okay.
That's the only thing that would hold him back.
But he is black.
But he is black, and all basketball players are black. So
I feel like it's one of those things. Look, one of the things I don't play into at all. I'm not up on sports.
Yeah, I know.
And I scroll through Twitter, and people are talking about Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And they're usually talking about some kind of reaction he did, or some personality thing, or something.
Yes.
And I'm like, I just fill in the blank with who I think Kevin Hart is.
Yeah. He's really funny. He actually, I don't know, you don't really watch that much TV either, but he has a show. Because have you heard about, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta? Real Housewives of Orange County?
Uh-huh.
You know, all that stuff?
Real Housewives of North Highlands coming soon.
Yes, exactly. I'll be starring in that. Ashley's intern just walked in. Hey, girl. He created the show. He like produced the show Real Husbands of Hollywood.
This is real?
And it's real, but it's like fake. It's so funny. It's making fun of all these other shows.
Okay.
And it's to die for. Like, it has me cracking up. It has really top of the line actors.
Uh-huh.
But seriously, are though, their wives are, you know, big time actresses also, know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's the funniest thing in life. I think he did a really good job, because a lot of people, like, that show is really popular, but his stand-up is amazing.
Interesting.
Actually, Tasha, my best friend and yours truly,
mm-hmm.
She and I actually got to see him live before.
Interesting.
And we were nearly, like, peeing our pants.
Awesome.
Like, that's how great it was. So he definitely is my favorite. Who is your favorite?
I don't know if I have one, B.
No?
Well, I like Adam Carolla, but I consider him more of a personality,
mm-hmm.
more than a comedian, but I guess he's a comedian.
Okay.
I like Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Which he did start out as a comedian, okay? I don't care what anyone says. He was a comedian. Now he's become an icon, okay? Yes.
Is he still with us?
Yes, B. How dare you? Pee Wee Herman is still with us.
He's still with us. Sorry.
Yes,
I think that would be... I would text you on the day that he's not. Because I feel like you're so obsessed with him, I'd have to check if you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of my role models.
I know.
Have you ever seen his house, B?
No.
He's had all kinds of crazy stuff in his house. And since I started living in the house, I started collecting, like, cookie jars. And I feel... But they're not normal cookie jars.
Of course they're not.
They have to be something with a face.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how it happened. But I'm...
How many people have you told?
Well, they come over to my house, and like, what's with all these cookies? I mean, what do you mean?
Oh, no.
Like, there's a lion's head, a frog's head, some Indian sculpture, and then it looks like a black man from 1935.
Oh, my gosh.
And they don't have an explanation. Oh, and an owl.
That is serious.
I don't have an explanation for
and
it.
And this is all because of Pee-wee.
No, maybe, like, subconsciously.
Yeah.
But I just thought that they were cool, and I got them at yard sales or thrift stores or pried them off the hands of a bum. Yes, B.
Do you put cookies in them, or
no.
Are they just collectible items?
Just collectible items.
Okay.
So when that big earthquake hits, the ceramic's going to be all over the floor. Oof.
Were they okay during our 5.7 earthquake?
Yes, they were okay. I, however, was not okay. I almost tossed my cookies.
Oh, gosh. That is amazing, Deb. Thank
really
you.
Quick, where were you in that earthquake?
I was at Nordstrom Mart in Fair Mall in customer service.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, we start swaying a little bit. And I'm like, what's going on? I've never been in an earthquake before.
You haven't been?
No.
Ooh.
And then I look over yonder at our kids' shoe department, which is right, you know, adjacent to us.
I put your kids.
And their racks are, like, falling, and the kids are running around.
No way.
Mommy! Like... I'm like, what is going on?
Holy cow.
But it was really funny. Like, I didn't know it was going on until someone had to tell me or shout out, like, oh, my gosh, it's an earthquake. I was just like, why is the earth shaking? But I don't know what to call it. Oh, yeah, the earthquake. Okay. But, yeah, where were you?
I was, for once, I was at home.
Okay.
I was laying on my couch, which I never do. I was laying on my stomach on my couch reading Twitter in solitude.
Hmm.
And my roommate was in his room with some music playing or something, but I was out in the family room just kicking it on Twitter, and all of a sudden I kind of feel like my body like wiggling a little bit, and I'm like, what am I doing? I feel like my stomach.
I can't control.
I feel like my stomach was moving, and I was laying on my stomach, and I'm like, what am I doing right now? It's weird. And then I hear the house like shift, like you kind of hear the house shift.
Uh huh.
So I look up. And I look at the blinds, and they're like swaying back and forth and hitting like the corners of like the windowsill and stuff. And I'm like,
oh no.
And I yell out for my roommate. I'm like, Sergey! Sergey! I'm like, come out here!
Wow.
He's in his chair. He didn't feel it. I made it. He came out. Stood up to come out of his room. And
yeah.
When he stood up, he said he lost his balance and got like, wow. And he'd never been in an earthquake either.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was your first time too.
Right? Hell no, it's like my fourth time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I didn't know that. Well, I had a great time.
I had a great time too.
I thought it was I will invite anyone to an earthquake any day.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, well, let's get a Facebook event
earthquake
invite.
Party. Yeah, Facebook.
Hell yes. Just Ashley, amazing. You're invited
but
too.
But it has to stay 5.7 because that's where I felt safe.
I do 6.2.
Would you push
Hell
it?
Hell yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I just thought the funniest thing, like, I forget when it happened. I want to say it was, what, around, like, 8 something, or was it later? Do you know?
It's about 8:45.
Okay, so let's keep it at the 8 o'clock hour. Mm. I got home that night at around like 10:15, 10:20, scrolling through Instagram, and someone had already uploaded a meme that they created. And it had these three like plastic lawn chairs, that's the best way I can describe it. So really flimsy lawn chairs, right?
Uh-huh.
On green grass.
Uh-huh.
One chair was tipped over.
Uh-huh.
And the little caption wrote, something like Sacramentans, we can rebuild,
uh-huh.
or something like that. And I'm like, what the F? I was dying. Like, I was on the floor laughing because it was very clever.
I spent the next like half an hour liking everyone's status. Who's like, was there an earthquake?
You're right.
I just felt an earthquake. What's an earthquake? I kept scrolling through Facebook for like a half an hour, just liking everyone's statuses.
Liking everything. It's like, yes, fool, it was an earthquake.
Freaking awesome.
Oh man.
Before we bring our next and only guest on tonight. Shifting away from earthquakes, but this is an earthquake in our world.
Yes.
Maybe like a 5.9. Ashley, the intern, will be away for the summer because she got an internship with
Yay.
Judge Mathis.
Woo!
Hand clap. Yeah.
Awesome. Ashley, where will you be traveling for this adventure?
Put her on the mic.
It's
Ashley, the intern, everybody, who
where am I going?
Yeah,
she mans
going?
Our webcam and
Los
everything.
Los Angeles, Burbank.
Ooh, Burbank. Oh. For the whole summer.
Yes, until August 16th.
Do you have to find a place to live?
My brother lives in Hollywood.
Oh.
So
yes.
Right there.
Nice job.
Oh, my gosh. What is
my
your,
family lives there.
Do you think you're going to, like, interact with the judge at all?
Get on that mic, actually.
Get on this mic.
I will be working really closely with the person who works with him.
With him?
So, yes.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Awesome. And now Judge Mathis
nervous.
Is a TV show. It's a guy who's a judge. It's kind of Judge Judy, right?
Yes.
But better, because Ashley Ash is on it.
Better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we going to see you like in the background like posing as like one of those typewriter girls at like stenography pads, whatever they're called. What are they called? B, help me out.
What?
You know those, they're not typewriters, but they type stuff really fast.
Oh.
You just look like it for a, those, Ashley, and let me know.
Like a court reporter.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Court report.
I forgot
that's
the word of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Let me know if they need you. I guess if you're an extra to be that person and just to pretend like you're typing, please Facebook it and let us know.
Yes. And if I get tickets, because whoever I'm working with, she has, like, free tickets, like Ellen.
Yeah.
Okay, let us know.
You guys, let you know. You guys can make a drive.
Okay. Me and B will even, we'll even make up, like, a domestic dispute so we can be on that show. Is that cool, B?
That's fine.
All right.
We're in there, too.
And then Ashley, you'll
be
like...
In a racial couple, they'll got us on board.
Yeah, and then you're going to be like our child that we're fighting over. Custody. Okay? We adopted you.
Okay, I was going to say. We start young.
Ashley's not 14, by the way. She is a grown woman. I'm just thinking of good TV, B.
I love it.
Are we going to take a break, Ashley, by the way, since we're talking to you and bringing our guests?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's take a mini break.
We could keep talking, but I know we have a guest tonight. Okay.
Awesome.
So are we going to take a break physically?
Physically or mental break?
You tell me, B.
I need a little of both. No, let's just take a short 1-2 mental break here.
What are you doing? He's leaning over and looking at nobody down the hallway.
I'm trying to see if we're still alive. Computer.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
Look, see, okay, clearly B and I haven't seen each other for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we just think that sometimes we're going to have a show where we just use these microphones as intercoms to just talk to each other.
Just intercoms. That's good.
Oh, goodness. Good. Are we breaking for commercial, Ashley?
We're going to just do some pictures.
Oh, we need some pictures. Okay, well, we get our guest, Joffrey, the comedian, coming up in here next.
Yay.
Let us know if we should stop talking, Ashley. One more minute.
Gosh, okay. What to do in 60 seconds?
Well, I do want to say that I'm hosting the summer concert series, Fiesta en la Calle. It starts June 8th, and it runs every Saturday through July 27th. It's here in downtown Sacramento, Cesar Chavez Park. It's the biggest free Latin music concert series in all of California. And I am going to be the host. So I'm going to be there every Saturday, starting this Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9.
Nice.
Family friendly, all kinds of food, all kinds of music from artists from all over the state of California, all over the nation, and even a couple artists from Mexico and South America.
Wow.
So it's my third year coming back to host it. And it all starts on Saturday the 8th. It's like the if you people here in Sacramento know about Friday night concerts in the park, same deal, but it's on Saturday nights, and it features Latin music. It's not all Spanish, but it's more of a world thing. English, Spanish, rock, cumbia, all that stuff. For more information, you guys can check out fiestaenlacalle.com. Also on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, I'll be there holding it down. I'm also going to be performing there July 27th with my band.
Beautiful.
So you guys are all invited to come down and watch me shake my tail feather and break a leg and all that and the holly.
What time's again then?
5 p.m. Okay. On Saturday, July 27th. I'll perform with my band, Los Sanchos.
Okay. Beautiful.
All right. Thank
That's
you,
awesome.
B. Thank you, B. We're back on. Okay, we're back on the air. See, we have a Ustream version, and then we have a radio version. B is waving at Joffrey the comedian.
Hello.
Good evening, Joffrey.
How's it going? How's it going?
Fine, how are you? I want to make sure your mic's potted up.
How's his mic living?
How's my mic?
Say something again.
Do I have any snare in my headphones?
You got snare?
You got snare in my headphones? All right.
I got your headphones on,
for sure.
Yeah, you got snare.
Testing.
And reverb and treble.
Okay.
Welcome aboard, Joffrey. How you doing, man?
Man, it's been a long time. I remember the old days.
Let's talk about the old days.
We can venture down that
path.
Yeah,
for people who don't know, take them back, Joff.
The old days when they still had the MySpace Sac State Sunset, the MySpace page.
Jeez.
That's still up somewhere.
Somewhere. Is it? Yeah, yes. We don't know how to cancel it.
Okay. The MySpace page days, you know, we were in, you know, a KSSU radio station all the time. They had the hottest show on campus. Everyone knew about Sunset. Hey, check out I'm about to be on the Sunset today, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know, check me out. Y'all were doing it live. That was a long time ago, I think.
It was.
How many years ago was that?
We started in 2006. Yeah. And it went till 2010.
Wow.
So it ended 3 years ago, but it started over 6 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's a long time.
Long time.
It was really, I think, tough for it to end because that was like the show.
Thanks, man.
I have to say that. I've been at Sac State for a long time, so I feel like a legend.
Thanks. We all do in our own minds,
like a legend.
No, we appreciate that. We had a lot of fun, too. It was a good way to get to meet people and just to kind of expand on the different types of talents and skills and stuff people have at Sac State. It's not just all about books and learning. You know, there's a little more to the campus life.
Absolutely.
That's so true.
Networking, man. That's what I learned.
Yeah?
Yeah, big time.
I were networking too, like the Wi-Fi stuff, all that technical computer networking that you're talking about, B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Let's talk real quick about that bow tie. Looking real snazzy up in here, Joffrey.
You know, put that Ustream on him.
I wish the bow tie, my bow tie game, I'm trying to get my bow tie game up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bow ties a couple years ago were really hard to find, and now they're everywhere.
This is true.
And now it's hard. I guarantee you go into a store today, like a dress store, you cannot find someone who can teach you how to tie a bow tie.
Unless you're at Nordstrom. I promise they'll do it for you.
It's really tough. This is not even, I hate to admit this, this is not even a tied bow tie.
It's a clip-on.
I had to clip it. I had to clip it. I tried to tie my own bow tie one time, and it was just bad. It just looked like I had a sock on my neck.
It's difficult. Were you trying to do it through YouTube, actually, by the way?
Yeah, but, like, I was kind of in a rush, and I figured, oh, it's like tying a tie is going to be really easy.
No, my friends.
It was too difficult.
I certainly learned how to tie a tie on YouTube, but when I looked for the bow tie deal, I was like, I'm going to have to revisit that. It's too much.
You had to go on YouTube to learn how to tie a tie.
Yeah, I did.
So how long ago was that? That sounds like pretty recent.
It was. It's on my Instagram somewhere, probably like, I don't know, 3 months ago.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's that epic.
That's kind of bad.
Well, I didn't have like a reason. I just started with my like little fashion deal. I just started being interested in, like, oh, okay, well, I can wear, like, a button-up with a tie and still do, like, a little cool number at the lower half to bring out the feminine side of it, too. You know, so I'm just working with the fashion look now. But back then, you know, back in the day, I never would have dreamed to need to know how. And then my father never taught me, so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know where else I would have learned it
from. B just one day decided that she was going to become a fashion icon.
Yeah, that is true. You know, so while we're talking, Joffrey, I will find this picture for you so you can see what I'm working with.
In the meantime, B, when B decided to become a fashion icon a couple years ago, Joffrey, when did you decide to become a comedian?
Where does that
come from, man?
Okay. At Sac State, I was doing a lot of poetry. People just knew me as a poet. They called me the mad poet because they said I was always angry. I was really angry. Anyways, I started doing all this poetry. I love poetry. And then out of nowhere, everyone else started doing poetry too. And I felt disrespected because they didn't take it as seriously as I took it. So I said, well, you know, I'm going to start doing comedy. You know what I'm saying? No one else is out here on campus doing comedy. We have a couple comics, you know, on campus. So I'm going to start doing comedy. And that, the first show I did at Sac State, it was for a talent show. Iota Phi Theta talent show. It was called, like, Five Star Talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm about to do comedy. It's my first time. I'm telling my jokes. And I had talked to one other guy who was doing a comedy at the same time. His name is Beanther. Dude is hilarious. We actually had a lot of, like, similar jokes. We had similar topics.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to, like, okay, you can have these ones. I can have these ones. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. Because we had...
comedians.
We were both talking about, like, you know, Sac State sports.
Okay.
And so I think I let him have that one because that was on my topic list to talk about. And anyways, I ended up getting heckled. It was pretty bad. It wasn't bad, but, like, the dude got at me so vicious, and it was such a small area. It just made me look like I got roasted.
The guy from the crowd who was heckling
me.
Oh, what?
I was talking about, you know, religion. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, you know.
Perfect topic.
You know, you know, this guy, God, you know, I was saying, you know, he's a funny person. I think he has a very good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I proceeded to say, you know, I knew God had a sense of humor when he made you. And I pointed at.
Random
person. I just happened to point at the most husky, beastiest person in the crowd who looked like he don't want to talk to anybody. And then he stood up and he just started heckling me. Oh, I'm gonna beat you up, you know what I'm saying? Don't talk about me.
Oh,
and then
his
boy started talking like, oh, your jeans are so tight, I can see the change coming out of them. And then I didn't know what to do at first because I was like, this dude, like, really get at me like that. So, like, I did this, like, really weird dance and, like, in a circle so I could, like, get my mind right and try to say something back.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when he said something about my jeans, I was like, my jeans aren't even that tight. I got real serious. I had to say, like, real facts. Like, actually, no, sir.
Real facts.
My jeans are loose. These aren't skinny jeans because I can't fit skinny jeans because...
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first time I did comedy at Sac State.
Is there something... Wow. Is there some kind of untold... Because, I mean, for people who aren't comedians, is there some way to deal with hecklers, or is this some kind of method, or like how do you get it down now?
Okay. You know, I think I learned how to deal with hecklers though when I was in high school. The first day of high school, this girl just told me off. I don't even know what happened. I don't know why she told me off. She just told me off for no reason. And then my friend defended me. He's like, man, you just gotta learn how to defend yourselves. The first thing you say, you can say anything back. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't even have to be funny. So to deal with a heckler, I would say, you stay composed. You don't let it get to you, and you come with a quick comeback. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm saying it could be anything. You know, it doesn't even have to be funny. It could be something totally out of left field.
Just like your mama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah.
Is that a joke right
now? You can't even say. I don't even think you can really say your mama to certain people.
You can't.
Yeah, because then they'll go cray too. Yeah. It'll craze even like World War Five or something like that.
Yeah.
So it all depends.
Your mama. It's a good comeback because I think it's
yeah, and I think everyone would laugh except that person if they're that type. Like, if they can't figure it out.
I couldn't say it to someone's mom that I knew though. I couldn't do that.
They have to be someone random.
Yeah, I caught myself saying that to my friend like not too long a couple minutes ago. He's like, so who are you gonna go out with tonight? And I was like, oh, your mama. And then I was like, I take that back.
Dang it, I know her.
Because I know her, and I know she's standing right next to you.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she would like me talking to her like that.
Joff, what do you think is the most overused punchline in society right now, in your opinion?
I got one.
The most overused punchline.
Or like, you know, like equivalent to your mama.
I would say the thirst is real.
Yeah?
The thirstiness. No, ratchet.
Okay.
Oh, that is used a lot.
She ratchet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I would definitely say the whole, like, thirsty phenomena. Okay. But I say that all the time. The thirst is real, because it's just
because it's really real.
It's real.
Yeah.
People who don't know, there's a water shortage here in Sacramento. So stop it. Trying to cope.
I need to show Joffrey this. Joff,
oh, go ahead.
Check this out. I'm passing Joffrey my phone, and I'm showing him my tie game.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
how I learned on
that
YouTube.
That is a nice tie.
I appreciate it. And I did my best work. And
it looks kind of long, though.
It is a little long, but that was what I was going for.
Is that because the
gentleman on YouTube told me I could shorten it, but I wanted it longer.
And you listened to him?
And
you
see this beat? Go ahead, Deb.
Ash, the intern, can you put the webcam? I'm going to try and put this over here.
Is that? It just looked a little long.
It is a little long, but that's what I was going for, so it's okay. But I wanted to ask if you thought YOLO was also overused.
YOLO.
That's used at every graduation YOLO, that I've been to this year.
I would say last year YOLO was, because I think it's Webster. They have like someone announces the word of the year, like for like its popularity, word of phrase of the year.
Yeah.
And YOLO got second place.
Wow.
Some other word won, I don't know what it was, but YOLO got second place.
Google or something like that.
Yeah, YOLO, you only live once.
Yes.
No, I don't believe in that. That following that mindset.
Mm-hmm. Like, because it costs you to do stuff. Yeah.
But you only die once too.
True.
True.
How I interpreted YOLO as a dessert connoisseur.
Go ahead.
Was that YOLO to me meant you obviously love Oreos. That was me.
Oreos.
Because I like cookies.
Obviously. Yes.
YOLO. Yeah. It's definitely YOLO. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I would say ratchets though.
Ratchet is used a lot. Still.
A lot.
B, what about you? Overused phrase in the comedy world or comebacks or something like
that's
that.
That's what I brought up YOLO. That's what I wanted to know if he thought the same.
Okay.
It's that one I hear it so much. It could be associated with something super funny or some like people associate it with like serious stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like it's just it's all over the place. Huh. And I'm not joking with you. Like at least every you know, laid back graduation I've been to this year, and I've been to like three.
Mm-hmm.
The little students that will talk about YOLO, you only live once. All right, thank you, graduating class of 2013. Yes.
You have to say it.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny.
Mine was, but not that I'm tired of this phrase, but maybe it's overused, but B's brought it back because she says it a lot now.
What?
And that makes me happy. But the phrase, that's what she said.
Oh, that was the phrase.
It still is the phrase, though, don't you think?
It's just not used as often, but every time. Yeah.
Never tired of it.
That is like a classic phrase. It's like
I love that phrase.
A go-to phrase. You have if you know something is not going to be funny, you could say that and it'll
be funny. Yeah.
Hell yes.
Anything.
I enjoy it. I try to as much as possible use it in this four corners to make Deb laugh every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's funny because it's witty. Like you have to be quick with it, you know.
Of course.
And that's what makes it funny. So,
I agree, B.
Yeah, it's good.
So Joffrey, talk to us about how. So you had your first experience on stage as a comedian was terrible, but I would argue that anything someone does for the first time is terrible.
Yeah.
How did stuff progress from then? Like, have you been working on stuff, and what's new? I mean, where are you at now? What's new?
Right now, I've been collecting and formulating a lot of like different ideas and different sets of comedy pieces. A lot of things that comics do, which I really don't like, is that they get on stage and they say, oh, this is not a joke, this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to, like, you know, build it up, you know what I'm saying?
Because uh-huh.
mm-hmm. the more realistic it is and the more funny a story can be. And I think that, you know, a lot of comics, you have the ability to teach people something, you know what I'm saying? Teach them about, like, a past experience.
Because
mm-hmm. I had told a joke, but a joke... You call it a joke because it's funny, but it's real life.
Okay.
I talked about how I had a very limited vocabulary, like a slang vocabulary, and it was just really limited.
Uh-huh.
And I was using all these slang words, but they just weren't used in the proper settings at the proper times and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a real life experience. You know, when I come up with a piece, it's like something happens, like when I'm hanging out with my friends or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, that was really funny when I think about it later on, and I just write it down.
Jot it down.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you keep a little book in your pocket?
I don't have it on me right now.
You think funny is going to happen tonight, Joffrey?
Oh, yeah, but...
I'll
write it down.
Okay.
Even though I keep a backpack with me everywhere I go.
That is so true. Since I met you,
right
you've
outside.
Had a
it's actually right outside.
Yeah.
Better not. Okay, look, I'm the same way, Joff, but I had a bad experience last year.
Let's hear it.
On B's birthday.
On my birthday.
What happened?
I'm just like you. My backpack is my everything. You are my everything. I don't even know if that's a song. But that's what I would sing to my backpack every night. As I would put it right next to my bed. And I wake up and said, let's start the day.
That's the purse.
Backpack, yeah. Backpack, uh-huh. Backpack.
Keep going, B, yeah? Obviously, you know the song.
I do know the song. Thank you.
No, but Rick's Dessert Diner, Tuesday evening between 9 and 10.
You remember my birthday.
I'll never forget it now. Took B to go out for Rick's Dessert Diner to get a little piece of cake for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We were not even in there an hour. It was Tuesday evening, Joffrey.
Yeah.
My car, you know, locked.
Yeah.
Tinted windows in the back, so you really don't know what's back there unless you were looking for something.
Yes.
Right.
Came back. I was like, all right, B, good night, happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. Walk over to my car. This is like when Pee-wee's Big Adventure in the movie where he just visits the magic shop and he walks back over to his bike to unchain it from the clown structure he puts up there, and then you see his feet and he drops his bags and he looks up and his bike's gone. There's a bunch of chain link stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
That was me because there was a bunch of glass everywhere. I came walked over to it. I got to my car. I walked by and I crunch, crunch, crunch on the glass. And what the hell is all this glass doing here? And I go get in my car. I get in my car.
Yeah, we're like leaving.
My back window busted out.
You didn't even notice?
No. I was like, who the hell is glass doing here? I get in the car. I look back, like reverse out. It's gone.
And I'm like, what the hell? Window?
No back window. Like my back passenger window. Get out. There's a big hole. My backpack's gone.
Oh.
And I run out in the street. I throw myself on the ground. B sees me in the headlights. She pulls over, puts the emergency flashes on. And I said, my backpack, no!
Was it raining?
No.
No, but in my mind it was.
That would have been a good scene.
The tears were coming down my face. And I wasn't crying, but I've never had anything stolen from me before. And it was completely...
Not even your heart?
No.
That was good.
I keep my heart locked up.
You know what? I got robbed one time. I didn't get robbed, but I had something stolen from me.
Yeah?
I came home from school one day, and this was actually like 2 years ago, and my front door looked like it had been broken.
Of your apartment?
And, this was at my home.
Oh, jeez.
And so I was like, oh, my dad must have got really mad and broke the front door. It's cool. I go inside, and there's stuff everywhere. I'm like, what?
That
I was like,
really
he couldn't
mad.
Be that. That doesn't make sense. We're messy, but not this messy. And I look, and I was like... My TV is there, my PS3 is gone, my Alienware laptop is gone, all my stuff is gone. I was so upset. I called the police, you know, they call my dad, they come over. I was so mad, and, you know, my neighbors are all being nosy, like, oh, what happened? I keep telling the same story, all my stuff got stolen. Stop asking me questions.
Yeah.
And then my current roommate right now, he came and picked me up, and we went to, like, a social to hang out with people. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to leave. I had no more stuff.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It happens.
Man. Did you ever get it back?
No.
Don't you ever feel like your life is never the same after that?
Yeah, because you don't get stuff like that back.
Uh-uh.
But you know, we're Americans. You get over it. I had a bike seat stolen from me once.
Bike seat.
My bicycle seat. I was so mad. I read rather than take the bicycle.
Right, take the
take
bike.
Take the bike. Just take the whole bike.
Yeah.
You know how embarrassing it was for me to... Like, ride my bike home with no seat and just a straight pole.
What was that like, Joff?
Straight pole.
Oh, my God. Like, I was just, like, I was standing up on my bike, like, trying to ride it. So I couldn't sit down because I didn't want to get poked by the pole.
Right.
Who does?
It was.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Feet go for three.
Yes.
It was really uncomfortable, and it just was painful for my back. It took a long time to get home.
Man.
But I rode it home really late at night, so no one would see me.
Okay.
you stayed. You had to wait around, 11 o'clock?
I left my bicycle locked up on campus for like 2 weeks straight before I had rode it home.
Oh, jeez.
I was so upset about it.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm sorry. We know we're going to cheer you up right now. We're going to play a game, Joffrey.
All right.
And games are fun.
Aren't you, B?
Yes.
You're fun, too.
Thank you.
Lay it on the listeners and
I
Joffrey.
Almost said it, but I did it.
Thanks.
Okay, Joffrey, we're going to play a game called Name That. What it is that I'm going to say a phrase, a name, anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell me the first thing that pops up into your mind with that phrase.
Okay.
One word
if you can.
One word if you can, but if it's a phrase back, we'll take it. All right?
All right, so.
Okay.
So, all right.
You got it?
And it's quick.
Yeah, quick. Okay. And what else?
PG-14, that's the rating.
PG-14.
Keep that in mind.
And we're going to try to go through this fast.
And you guys at home, feel free to play along. Shout out what you say, what comes to your mind. We won't hear you, but just feel free like you
do it.
Facebook it.
Feel free to participate.
Make a meme out of it.
Yeah. Make a meme out of
it. Upload it.
Absolutely. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Name That with Joffrey and go. Kevin Hart.
Seriously Funny.
Eddie Murphy.
Raw.
Chris Rock.
Got no hair on my head.
Chris Tucker.
Smokey!
Daniel Tosh.
Tosh.0.
Very good. Well, that was what I had. Yeah, that's all I got today.
Okay.
But you did good.
That's tough.
That was fast.
What's with the no hair comment?
It seemed, yeah.
All right. Chris Rock, first thing I think
of. Oh, is the movie hair.
The movie.
Good Hair or something.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
What was the name of that movie?
I think it's called Good Hair, Bad Hair.
Good Hair, Bad Hair. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and something about him being like a president in a movie. He was like, he died and then he became like this white guy. It was really weird.
Oh, what was that movie? Oh my gosh. That movie.
I don't know what it was called.
Oh, something about heaven or something about.
He died. Chris Rock dies in the movie.
Right.
And then he gets reincarnated in like a white politician's
guy's
body.
Like an older
really
guy.
Weird.
Sounds like a bad dream.
I totally forget what it was called, but
weird.
It was lightweight funny. It was like it was kind of funny, but kind of like really. But but okay, that makes sense now.
Interesting.
Have you ever seen Good Hair?
No.
Oh,
I don't watch a lot of movies.
Hair. That's
and
bad.
I do like hair because I used to have long hair.
You used to have
and
a lot of
I did not
it.
Care, Joffrey.
So, you did not care about your long hair?
I mean, I cared for it. But I did not care what other people had to think
about. Why don't you get tracks and get a weave?
I was thinking about it. I was actually thinking of selling my hair that I cut.
Uh-huh.
I had a couple of chicks.
To a friend?
Yeah. A couple of girls were making me offers.
Well, they're interested.
I said, I'm not
really?
Egyptian, but this is some Sicilian hair.
Yeah.
It's also just as thick. Kind of, I'm derived from the Middle East area as well.
Yeah.
Because it's popular is Indian hair.
I know. Well, Indian hair, yeah.
Yeah, but Sicilian hair, that may be the newest mm-hmm. era. Mm-hmm.
It's
I
a little
like
bit... It's not curly and it's not straight. It's wavy.
It's just waves.
So it's like you could use my hair as curtains if you wanted to.
Could you? Can you? Can you do a lot with your hair?
Kind of with some tools.
When you have a weave or a track, can you like curl it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or do you have to buy it curly?
You can do
you
both.
You can do both. Duh.
You know
I love
that
you have
like,
so
you
many black
like
friends.
Really
like,
your
I
hair?
Love this.
Do you have to? Do you wash it?
Yes.
Yes.
Like on or separately?
On. Or separately.
I don't know. I'm not really familiar with, like, the whole process.
I once invited a girl out to go out to dinner with me. I said, hey, you want to come out and go to Sizzler with me? We're going to the Sizzler.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, I can't. I have to wash my weave.
Yeah, it's
wow.
very interesting that
she hadn't yet
that
even put it in. I said, you're bald-headed right now. She's like, no, this is the weave I'm going to use next week.
And
she
Those are expensive.
I know. But that's what I'm trying to sell my hair. I could have probably got like a couple $100 for it.
Probably. The women spend a lot on a good hair for a good weave to last you a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie to you. Well, that was good, huh?
Thanks, yeah.
You're welcome. Second wave, Joffrey.
Write that down
now. Are you ready for this? You thought it was over.
Start the clock.
Start the clocks, okay, everyone?
Name that part two.
Name that part two.
Turn up.
You ready?
Yeah.
What happened? That's another game? Oh, well, would we like to explore what the game is?
What?
On the TV show.
On the TV show.
Oh, we're going to play.
Another game. That sounds scary.
It's Vince versus Brittany with the help of Joffrey. Ooh. But I don't know where my questions are.
I was going to say, that's why I thought it was just the name that.
Okay.
Okay, what's the name that?
I got the name that.
You got the
name? I got the name.
In hold on, pocket. It's on his phone.
Oh, Joffrey.
You know what? I'm very resourceful. All right, so.
Say resourceful? What did he say?
He's resourceful. Very, he's you ready? Resourceful. Yeah.
What'd I say?
I don't know.
Social?
I think you're very social.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so everyone listening at home, Joffrey has in his pocket his phone, and on his phone is a list of people.
Yes.
we're improvising right now. And you're going to shout out clues to me, and I got to guess who that person is.
All right, yeah.
And then so I have to, you can't give it away who it is, but kind of hints, maybe sing something, maybe reenact something. And all I have right. to guess who it is, and I have to get as many right as I can, as quick as I can, because you're going to ask some other similar questions to Brittany, the same style. And it's between me and Brittany, whoever can answer the most, the quickest, wins a set of gold hoop earrings. Is that how we play the game, producers?
I left them at home, though. So
y'all playing at the same
time?
No.
It's round one was me and you.
Yeah.
Or I guess B can go first.
No, you can go first.
She's a chick.
No, you can go
okay,
first.
I'm going first.
Yeah. All
right. So you and I are going to go first. You should have a list of stuff on your phone. Our producers and Ashley the intern are going to time it.
All right.
And as fast as we can, I'm going to guess them all. And then you're going to play with B and then see if B can get them all.
All right.
And those of you at home, please play along. We won't hear you, but just play along.
Dub, so do I disregard what's on my phone?
I don't know, B.
Okay.
Do we?
I don't know. I'm so nervous.
Joff plays with both of us, right? This is a game in training. Let me talk about
this. This is a game in training, yes.
Joff's going to ask me questions, and then Joff's going to ask Brittany
stuff.
Me
questions?
Okay.
And then whoever has the quickest.
Yeah, and you have, Joffrey, you have stuff for both me and her, right?
Right? How's it looking over there?
Yeah.
Okay, thumbs up means yes.
All right, y'all ready?
Thumbs up.
Start the shot clock, Ashley. Everyone at home, buckle up. Thank you for being with us. Now, this is called something.
Ready?
Sure, I'm going for B.
Set.
Yeah.
Silence.
Okay.
Frog.
I'm a genie in
Christina
the bottle.
Aguilera. Say frog. Okay.
I got my suit and tie.
Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
Okay. I'm trying to travel through time. I need to go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
My dad.
Kanye West, Jay-Z.
No, my... I used to be an underwear model.
Oprah.
I date older women.
Oprah.
Ashton Kutcher.
All right.
Kutcher.
this one's tough.
Come on, Jeff. Later,
I'm
going to
skip this one.
Here we go.
Smokey!
Chris Rock. Chris Tucker. You said it earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm married to a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And my name
Eva
is...
Eva Longoria.
Mm-mm.
No. I'm married to Byron
Jessica
Leftwich.
Jessica Simpson.
I'm a sister.
Vivica Fox.
No.
Yes.
I'm a sister.
Foxy Brown.
I'm in a lot of movies.
Queen Latifah.
I'm tall.
Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally.
Keep going, Joff.
I can be mean sometimes.
Wanda Sykes.
Nope.
She's tall.
She's tall. She's a sister.
Tyra Banks.
No.
Oh,
Naomi Campbell.
No. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pass.
All right, that's it.
Oh. Time.
Okay, what's the time, man? I'm never going to get that one. What?
What was that answer, Joffrey?
You're going to be upset. Gabrielle Union.
Who the hell is that?
Are you serious?
Gabrielle Union?
Wait, and did you say quarterback?
She dates Byron Leftwich.
No,
who is
she
that?
Dates Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade.
Oh, my bad.
Oh,
they're best friends, though.
Dating.
We have to disqualify.
We are not disqualified.
I've never heard of any of those people.
Actually, you can disqualify because he did give you the wrong info.
That's what I'm saying, Jeffrey.
But you didn't even know who the person's name was. You would have never got
it.
No, I know. But it confused me more to have some random name.
Gabrielle Union, she did a lot of movies. Did you...
Gabrielle Union sounds like the capital of, like, Colombia or something
okay,
like that.
Well, it's not.
Bring It On.
She was in
Bring It On. Good movie I didn't see. Keep going.
She was in Think Like a Man.
Work Like a Prostitute. I've seen that movie. Okay.
Deliver Us from Eva. She's in a lot of movies.
A lot
and she's dating
colored
Dwayne.
Movies.
Colored movies.
Okay.
Still,
how long has she been in colored movies?
That's what he said.
Oh, that is too funny.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, anyways, I'm not a movie person.
That's funny.
Let's go over to
my turn.
Because there's only a few movies out there in black and white now.
I know.
Yeah.
The last one I thought was Wizard
of Oz. Insidious. Was Insidious in black and white?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
All right, B, it's your turn.
I'm waiting.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
I don't know. I'm worried.
All right. Hold on. Let me... Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Ashley, are we starting the clock?
Are you
ready for
the clock?
You got to beat a minute
30. Whenever he starts. Okay. All right.
Ready, set, frog. In those jeans.
Oh.
Hot song of the 90s.
Right. Did something happen to the computer? I'm just freaking
hot
out.
Hot song. In the 90s.
Okay, pass. Go back to that one.
Take all right.
Genuine.
Good.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Supersonic. Supersonic. All right.
No.
You
Sonic the Hedgehog.
You put it on food.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
You know, there's some, you know, a hip-hop group in the late 80s and 90s. Females.
TLC. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What? The Red Hot Chili Peppers? Are you serious?
Keep going.
Will you keep going?
They own a weave line.
Tiny? T.I. and Tiny?
All right, skipping
and
that. We're skipping that.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right, these ones are tough.
Yeah.
All right, he has a cure for HIV.
Is he an NBA player?
Yes. What's his name?
Magic Johnson.
All right.
He does?
He does. Everyone knows that. Okay.
Everyone knows that.
I whip my hair in a ponytail. Head
back
and
forth.
Ponytail.
Willow Smith.
Yes. Okay. We're going to go
that
back.
Was that really what it told you?
Yes.
Because that's incorrect. I went my head back and forth.
I
Thank
was
you very
close.
Much.
All right. Keep going.
Oh, my God.
Keep going.
I whipped my hair in my ponytail.
Baby boy.
I came to party. Your girl was... Okay. Tyrese.
All right.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, just push it.
Oh, just push it.
Put the camera on.
Just push it. Da-da-da-da.
Shoulders. Tootsie Roll.
I mean, I know that song.
You don't know who it's by?
Yeah, right.
Keep going. I'm in it. Baby. Get up on this.
I can't think of the name.
Oh, baby.
Okay, I pass.
I'll be.
Just push it.
Da-na-na-na. Good. Da-na-na-na.
I can't get it. Oh my, I'm so mad, you guys. You are messing with my time right now. I said pass.
That's it. That's the last name.
Oh, okay. Then we're done.
What's the time? It must be like 6 minutes in.
That's hard.
That was their fault. You have to take off a minute. That was not okay.
Okay, I still won.
I apologize. I'm not the...
What was the answer to that one?
Salt and pepper.
Gosh.
Salt and pepper's here.
You know what? I have a bonus name. I have a bonus name. It's for both of y'all.
Okay.
I'm going to try to make it.
Whoever answers first.
Yes, whoever answers first. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
I'll win it.
Condoleezza Rice.
Stop. All right.
No. Like to walk barefoot in movies.
Tom Hanks.
Broken Glass.
Chris Angel.
That seems to never have had hair. Actor.
Bruce Willis.
Got him.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't even
what
know why.
The world? Seems to never
Willis.
had
you remember in Die Hard, he was walking around barefoot and he was on
the glass. Didn't even see it. He didn't even see that movie. He just put out Bruce Willis and got it.
Did
I'm
Bruce
so
Willis
upset.
Ever have hair as an actor?
I've never seen him with hair.
I don't think so.
I think he was bald when he came out and he's going to be bald when he leaves.
Jason Statham is the same guy.
I love Jason though. He's way better.
But he can really actually
fight. And he has an accent.
He has the accent.
Yeah. True.
Wow, get of the night. Bruce Willis.
Dude, we didn't even get to Facebook. Can we talk about that real quick?
Sure, I guess so.
Okay.
So we asked people, I know we got to go. We don't want to yet. People on Facebook, we asked them, who's your favorite comedian? And you can just chime in, Joffrey, say yay or nay. Kathy Oriana says she likes Charlie Chaplin, Bill Cosby, Betty White, Adam Sandler. Diana Sophia says, I'm her favorite comedian. Very nice. Kyle Madsen says, John Mulaney. Who the hell is that?
Not sure.
No clue.
We're going to pass on that one. Allie Gilmore says, Red Fox. Who's that?
Red Fox?
Red Fox.
Funny. Legend.
I don't know who that is.
He had red hair.
Uh-huh.
Brother Man.
Okay.
Sanford and Son.
Oh.
Time out. Who are you thinking?
Okay.
You made it sound like you knew what it was.
No, I did. Sure, you know what I thought?
She's thinking of Carrot
Top. No, I was upset because I was like, he's a basketball player. I was thinking of
Rick Fox.
Rick Fox.
Wow.
That makes two of us.
I was like, whoa, wait. He played
basketball. Did anyone have George Carlin on their list?
We're getting there. Derek Brettmeyer on Facebook says he likes George Carlin, Robin Williams, Christopher Titus.
There we go.
Hot Pocket. I don't know who that is. Caitlin Wilson says Amy Schumer. Jamila says Jim Gaffigan, Brian Reagan, Anthony Jeselnik, Stephen Lynch, Mitch Hedberg. I don't know who these people are. Fluffy is one of them. Chris Rock, Bill Hicks, Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, George Carlin. Laura Stromer says George Lopez, Cat Williams, and La Chupitos.
Cat Williams is off of something else.
He's on the Lauryn Hill hype. He's on the Lauryn Hill kind of stage right now.
She does drugs too?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Sure. I thought you were talking about tax evasion.
Oh. Cat Williams is something else. He's not really funny anymore.
Mm-mm.
He's just not. Well, he's just a little guy with a perm and a weave.
And with quite a hefty amount of
fines
and behind bar time, yeah.
And slapping people.
Yeah. Molly Harris is Adam Carolla, Carlos Rodriguez, Ray Lepowski. Shannon Noble says Lisa Lampanelli, Larry the Cable Guy. Eddie Murphy says Trace, our buddy Trace.
Oh, shout out to Trace.
Yeah. Zuli Gonzalez says my husband. Very nice.
My husband.
Ricardo Cardenas says Craig Ferguson, Betty White, and others.
Betty White, she is funny.
Phyllis Diller says Maureen Thomas.
Lisa Lampanelli, have you ever heard her?
She's an
insult comic.
I've heard of her.
She's pretty funny.
Like
funny,
all she does is insult
so
people.
Insulting.
Oh my god.
She insults people and that's her comedy.
Yes.
Wow.
Like to the max.
Out of control.
Interesting.
Joffrey, we have to get out of here.
We have
unfortunately.
To.
But where can people find you and kind of talk about this and promote you?
If you want to find me, come to Sac State.
Okay.
At the Multicultural Center.
Okay.
But you can follow me on Instagram at El Jefe. So E-L mm-hmm. underscore mm-hmm. J-E-F-E mm-hmm. underscore mm-hmm. T-R-E. El Jefe Trey on Instagram.
Okay.
And, you'll be posted through Instagram on, what I have going on.
Cool. Okay. That's what's
Instagram,
at.
Straight flexing. Woo. Joffrey, thank you for being on the show. And hand clap, because it's been good to see you again.
Yes.
Fist bump. Because it's been
air
cool
fist
to,
pump. Bands.
We did know Joffrey from back in the day at KSSU at Sac State. So
it's cool
to see you.
Long time ago.
Yes. And the bow tie is working for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So keep rocking it.
Try.
We want to say thank you to everyone listening in Facebook and in the internet and around the world. And our TV show airs every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. on Comcast, Channel 17, AT&T U-verse, Channel 99. This show right here, the Sacramento Sunset, broadcasts and rebroadcasts on onetalknetwork.com Sunday through Friday at 10 p.m.
Yes.
So shout out to One Talk Network for doing all that they do. Ash, the intern, enjoy your time in Los Angeles with Judge Mathis.
You.
Be sure and tweet and Instagram that stuff, okay? And if you get tickets, let us know. Me and Dee will be there, okay?
Road trip.
Thank you for all the support and the love and the support and the love.
And the support and the love. Thanks to our producers. Thanks to Ashley Ash again. Thanks to Don, our lovely engineer. I'm ticklish, Don. And then, of course, thanks to our guest, Joffrey, for coming in. We appreciate all of you.
We're always online, Twitter and Instagram, at SacSunset, Facebook.com/SacramentoSunset. So until next time, for Joffrey and Brittany Buna-Rossman, I'm Vince Vicari, wishing you all good luck, good health, and good times. Good night.
Good night, Zach.
And we're out.
Righteous. Okay.